B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start the last line on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chizda. Hod de Omras, we saw early on in the Sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that there's a concept of Mis'anin L'shois, that even if you commit yourself or you undertake to fast just some hours of the day, just for argument's sake, you say, I'm going to fast only till Chatzois, till midday, then it's considered a fast. And there's a number of halachic ramifications to that, whether the commitment is allowed to be broken, whether you're allowed to say aneinu, the tfilas tainis. So Rav Chisda is saying that this that we said, that fasting a few hours is considered a fast, v'hu sheloi toam klum ado erev, that's providing that even though you only committed yourself to fast till midday, but nonetheless, if you indeed broke your fast before the end of the day, that means after midday you start, you are eating, then that day is not considered as if you fasted, and only if you fasted till the end of the day, then it's considered a proper fast. Omar le Abaya, so Abaya asked on that, oh, Tainis Ma'aliyah Sahi. Well, if even though you didn't accept upon yourself to fast the whole day, if you extended your fast for the entire day, it's a proper tainis. It's not even considered tainis shois. It's not considered just a tainis for a few hours of the day. It's a proper tainis. So what's Rav Chisda coming to impress on us? Of course, if it's a proper tainis, it's called a proper tainis. Says the Gemara Loi, that we're talking about, what Rav Chisda was talking about, is the imlech imluche. It's not talking about that he committed himself at all to fast. Just in the middle of the day, for whatever good reason or bad reason, he hadn't eaten for half the day. And he tells himself, you know what, I'm committed to fast from now till the end of the day. So, and Rashi holds, it seems that Rashi holds that you don't need to commit yourself to fast the day earlier. As long as you make a commitment before you actually take on the fast, it's good enough. It doesn't need to be the day before. So here, the morning is coming to an end. He hasn't eaten anything. He says, you know what? I want to turn today into a fast day. So this is what Rav Chisda said, that if you don't eat, if by the end of the day you haven't eaten anything all day, then it's considered a fast. If, however, since you didn't accept this fast properly, and it was just by chance that the first hours of the day you didn't eat, and you choose to continue that fast to the end of the day, then Rav Chisda says it is considered a good fast. The imlach imluchi, that since he just changed his mind in the middle of the day and chose to turn it into a fast day, since the maisa, the end of the day, so to speak, he hadn't eaten anything from the morning till the night, it's considered a fast, and he can say the tefillas aneinu, and it has all the halachas of a fast. Continues the Gemara of Omar of Chisda, another quote from Rav Chisda, kol tainis shelo shoka olav chamo, lav shmei tainis, any tainis which he didn't continue the fast until the sun had set, is not considered a valid tainis. Meisvei, they asked a question. We're going to ask a few questions on this, where we see that people fasted just part of the day, and it was considered as if they'd fasted the whole day. I don't know if it's considered that you fasted the whole day, but it's considered that they fasted. And here Rav Chisda said, Loishmei Tainis is not considered a fast at all. Meisvei, Anshei Mishmor, we're going to learn more about this later on Daf Tesvav, that there were the Mishmoris that used to come every week. The Mishmar would change, but there were the Kohanim and the Levim that were working in the Beis HaMikdash. They would fast, but because they were busy all day working in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have to finish the fast. They could break the fast before the end of the day. And we see it's considered a fast. And this seems to contradict what Rav Chisda said, that kol tainis shelo yishok olav chamo, that if you didn't fast till the end of the day, it's not considered a tainis. And it would seem that this, the Rav Chisda we're speaking about here, is talking about when he committed himself or when he was responsible to fast a full day. Well, if he only initially wanted to fast half a day, that we've discussed previously, that's a tainis shois. Here Rav Chisda is saying that in the event that you have to fast a full day and you don't fast till the end of the day, it's as if you didn't fast. Well, then we have a question from the Anshei Mishmor. Answers the Gemara, Hasom litzurei nafshei ba'almahu, since there were other people who were associated to them, we're going to learn more about this later on, but since there were other people associated to them that were fasting a full day, therefore these Kohanim were encouraged to fast to part of the day, but it wasn't actually a requirement, a mandatory fast. It was just litzurei nafshe, it's just that they should afflict themselves together with those that were fasting, but it wasn't really supposed to be or needed to be considered a fast day, and therefore they could break their fast earlier. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll have a different question. Tarshema, Da'am Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadik. Ani mibnei bonov shel son of ben Binyamin. I am a descendant of son of from the tribe of Binyamin. Upam achas, and once, and we're going to learn a little bit more about this later on, but once, chol tes ba'av liyos b'shabbos. Now this family, what was unique about this family was that they had a Yom Tov on the 10th of Av, every single year. It was their time that they could bring woods to the Beis HaMikdash to be put onto the Mizbeach. They would offer their woods onto the Mizbeach, even if there was other woods available. And this is something which is going to be discussed in other places. On Daf Chavov, in Tainis, we'll discuss it. And it was their Yom Tov. The 10th of Av every year was their Yom Tov. So this person, Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadik, he was a descendant of that family. And the 10th of Av was a Yom Tov for him. And one year, the 9th of Av was on Shabbos. What do you do when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos? You push the fast day to Sunday, to the 10th of Av. Then Tisha B'Av, the fast day, was on Shabbos. Was on Sunday, sorry, it was pushed off. And our family, that really was a Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast on that day. We fasted on that day. But we did not finish the fast. We broke our fast. Because it was a Yom Tov for us. And even though this was after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but it's talking about when, according to the opinion that says that the Megillas Tainis, which dictates that on those days this family were not allowed to fast, therefore they broke their fast before the end of the day. And it seems from here that even though they broke their fast before the end of the day because it was their Yom Tov, but it was considered as if they fasted the, so to speak, the delayed Tisha B'Av fast, they fasted it, even though they didn't fast until the end of the day. And this is contrary to what Rav Chisda said before, that if you don't fast till the end of the day, it's as if you didn't fast. Says the Gemara here again, Hasam Nami Litzurei Nafshe Ba'almu, that it was their Yom Tov, and they didn't need to fast at all, but they fasted the first part of the day just in order to afflict themselves together with the rest of Klal Yisrael that were fasting on the 10th of Av. But indeed, if it was incumbent upon them to fast a full day, it would not have been sufficient to break the fast early. Toshema, Domer of Yechonon. And another question, the last question on Rav Chisda, the Rav Yechonon was used to saying, Ahei betainis, I'm going to be in a state of fasting until I arrive home. And we see here that he, so to speak, he claimed that he was fasting, but he only fasted till he got home, and sometimes he got home 2 or 3 hours before the end of the day. And nonetheless, it was considered fasting. And this is not like Rav Chisda said before. It says the Gemara, Hossam over there, indeed, he didn't mean to fast all day. He didn't mean to fast at all. However, he was just lishimute nafshemi beinasiya, is huda avad. He did this because the home of the Nasi had invited him to come and eat there, and that's something he didn't want to do, and therefore he just told them, I'm acting in fast. That means I'm in fasting till I get home, and therefore there's no need to come and eat in your home because I'm not eating at the moment. Till I get home, I'm not eating. And once he got home, that was fine. But he never intended to declare the day as a fast day. He just wanted to get out of needing to go and eat in the Nasi's home. And therefore, he fasted those few hours, but it was not intended to be a fast. Continues the Gemara Omar Shmuel. Kol Tainis, any Tainis, and it's a discussion in the Rishonim whether this is a Tainis of a full day or even a Tainis L'shoyis, which was just part of the day, Shelo Kibul Alav Mibo'ed Yoyim, that he did not accept upon himself before the onset of the Tainis, whilst it was still day, the day before, Lav Shmei Tainis, if he didn't verbally commit himself and say, I am now taking upon myself tomorrow's fast, then it's not considered a fast. And if, even in the absence of such a declaration, he fasts anyway, what's the status of that fast? Omar Rabba Bar Shila, Domi Lemafucha, is just compared to a bellows, Domal Yazika, full of air, which means since he wasn't eating, all he had inside of him was air, and it was like a useless fast. Amos Mekabale, at what point on the day before the fast should a person accept upon himself the coming fast. Says a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Rav Omar b'mincha. Rav says, mincha time, it doesn't matter, even if you're in the marketplace. Approximately mincha time, which is the last few hours before the next day, before the end of that day, he should just say to himself, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel argued and said, not just in the marketplace, ubetfilas ha-mincha, you should declare it at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei of mincha, when you say the tachanunim with Elikai Netzor, then over there you should say, I am accepting upon myself to fast tomorrow. Omar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, kavosei de Shmuel mistabra. It's apparent, like Shmuel said, that one should receive the fast in the mincha tefillah of the day before. Tachsiv b'megillas tainis. Megillas, it was written in the Megillas tainis. Lohen, however, kol inish de yaisi aloi mikadmanas deno. Anybody, what is Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis is a long list of days which the Chachomim said don't fast on them. So it applies to anybody. Everybody is bound by what it says in Megillas Tainis. And it says there that kol inish de yaisi aloi mikadmonas deno. Anybody who had committed himself to a string of fasts, for example, if somebody says, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday the whole year, and he made that commitment at the beginning of the year, at some point in the middle of the year, one of those fast days coincided with a day that, according to Megillas Tainis, you're not allowed to fast on it. So it says there, kol inish de yaisi alohi, that any person that upon him came the commitment to fast, mikadmonas deno, before this Yom Tov, which is in Megillas Tainis, yeser, which means that he's not allowed to eat. Yeser, he has to continue his fasts, in spite of the fact that it seems to contradict what it says in Megillas Tainis. My love, the Gemara is saying, what's the word yesar mean? Yesar means yesar atzmoi betziloi. Yesar doesn't mean it's osar. We'll soon see there's a version like that. But yesar means that he's bound by his commitment. He's prohibited himself. When was this commitment? Betziloi, in the mincha before the fast. So it seems from yesar, which means that you're bound by the tefillah, that like Shmuel said, you have to commit yourself in the mincha before the fast day. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not how you're supposed to read the Megillas Tainis. Rather, instead of reading and instead of the word being Yesar, it actually says Yeoser Atzmoi, which just means that he is not allowed to, he's forbidden. He's forbidden to fast because he is in a string of fasts which he committed himself to at the beginning of the year. But he doesn't actually verbally have to re-stress and to make that Kabbalah, that commitment, just before the onset of the fast. He doesn't have to do that, and therefore you've got no proof from here to what Shmuel said before, that you have to be mekabel the tainis at mincha before the fast. And the Gemara says, pligi beha, these two versions, whether it says yesar, which means that he has bound himself by making that commitment in the tefillah before the fast, or whether it's yoser atzma, it just means that since he's committed himself to a string of fasts, he has to fast, he's not allowed to eat. There seems to be a machlokes between Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Berebi. Between Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe. Chad Omar, one had the version yeser, which means that he has prohibited upon himself by committing himself in the tefillas mincha that he's going to fast the next day. V'chad Omar Yeoser, which means that he is prohibited because he's in a string of fast days. Mando Omar Yeser, the opinion that has the version of Yeser that it's Osa, which means that he prohibited upon himself by receiving the tefillah, by receiving the fast day and committing himself and verbalizing his commitment in the mincha before, in the tefillah before, Kedamrinon, we can understand that what the Megillas Tainis is saying, that since he explicitly said he's going to fast, he doesn't need to keep the Yom Tov of the Megillas Tainis. However, Leman d'Omar Yoser, the opinion that says that he's Osir, even if he doesn't commit himself, Maihi, what does that, well, without the whatever, what does he hold? Maihi, answers the Gemara de Tanya. He holds as the following line in the Megillas Tainis, the Tanya of Megillas Tainis, Kol inish any person, de yaisi aloi mikadmonas deno, anyone that comes upon him before the Yom Mimtovim of the Megillas Tainis, Yaosir, it's also for him, as long as his fast days are upon him before the Yomim Tovim of the Megillas Tainis, then he's not allowed to fast. And he has, sorry, he's not allowed to break his fast. He has to keep fasting. Ketzad, what does that mean? Yochid shekibel alav sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shel kol hashana kula. The example we said before, if somebody commits himself to fast all the Mondays and Thursdays of the whole year, v'iru bo yomim tovim aksulim b'megillas tainis, and one of those Mondays and Thursdays is a yomtiv of Megillas Tainis. Then it's as follows. Im nidroi, if the fact that he made his original commitment was koidim l'gzeroseinu, was before we instated those yomim tovim in the Megillas Tainis, then yevatil nidroi es gzeroseinu, then his vow to have those fasts overrides the yomim tovim. So you see clearly that it's his original neder, not his commitment, not the Kabbalah's Tainis, which is in the mincha before the davening, before the fast. No, it's his original neder. Even if he doesn't commit himself, he doesn't say anything before the onset of the fast, that doesn't matter at all. You don't need to say anything. The very fact that he originally committed himself before this particular day became part of Megillas Tainis, then Yevatel Nidres Gzeroseinu, his vow overrides the Gzera of not fasting of Megillas Tainis. However, Im Gzeroseinu Kodmos L'Nidrei, if however that day was a Yom Tov Megillas Tainis before he originally committed himself to all those fast days, then Tevatel Gzeroseinu as Nidrei, then at least on that day, that Monday and Thursday, which is a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis, at least then he's has to keep the Yom Tov, he's not allowed to fast. And there's a discussion whether he has to repay that fast on another day or not, that's a discussion, but either way, on the day, that day doesn't have to. So you see from here that according to the opinion that says the Yaser, which means that it's prohibited, the very fact that he's made this commitment to make those fasts is already enough, and he doesn't need to verbally accept upon himself the fast prior to the actual fast day. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Admosai Oichel V'Shoisa. We know that most Tanesim, the fast day is only in the day, not the hour, not the night before it. The question is, how long am I allowed to eat and drink through that night? Says the Gemara, Chiyala Mudashacha, till the first light of dawn, which means until the onset of the night of the day. All the while it's night, you can eat and drink. Divir Rebbe, Rebbe Lazibir B'Shimon Oimer, at Krois HaGever, he says it's not till Alois HaShachar, it's till the rooster crows. And Rashi says it's the very first crowing of the rooster, and at that point he's already not allowed to eat. Omar Abaya says, Lo Yishonu, this whole machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Lazibir B'Shimon is Elo Sheloi Gomar Sudosoi. That's only if through the night he hasn't yet finished his meal. Avol Gomar Sudosoi. But in the event that he's completely finished eating his meal, then Eino Oichel, at that point, once he's made a final close to his eating, even though it's not yet the next day, it's still early on in the night, it's as if he's accepted the fast from that point, and he's not allowed to eat any longer. Eisvei Rava, Rava asked against Abaya, says explicitly, Gomar V'omad Hareza Oichel, if he finished his meal and stood up from his meal, he's allowed to continue eating. Explicitly, not like Abaya, who said that once you've finished your meal, you're not allowed to carry on eating. Says Abaya, Hosam Kushaloi Silik, there, he'd finished eating, but he hasn't yet completely taken the concept of eating out of his mind. He hasn't yet removed the table, which was the common practice. What marked the end of a meal was removing the table. No, he'd finished his meal, but the table was still there, which means that he may have continued eating later, and that would be an extension of his original meal. And therefore, he can continue eating. But in the event that the table is entirely removed, then Abaya says would not be allowed to carry on eating. Ikud Omra, a different version, says Omar Rava. It was Rava that said that Lo Yishonu, the whole machlekes, till what point you're allowed to eat, is Elo Kshelo Yishon. It's only if you haven't slept. Aval Yoshon, if you've slept, then Eino Eichel, everybody agrees, once you've gone to bed for the night, or at night, and you wake up, you're not allowed to eat, even though it's still the middle of the night. Eisve Abaya, and Abaya was asking against Rava. It says explicitly, Yoshon V'Omad Areza Eichel, if you slept, and then you woke up, you're allowed to eat, as long as it's not the day yet. Says the Gemara, says Rava, Hosom b'misnamnim. If he slept properly, had a proper fixed permanent sleep, then you're not allowed to continue eating. You're not allowed to eat after that. When it says here that even after you've slept, you can still continue eating, is if you just dozed off. Heichadami misnamnim. What categorizes something as being dozing off and not sleeping? Omer Vashi, And said Rav Ashi, it was nim v'loy nim. If he's asleep and not asleep, tir, he's awake, v'loy tir, and not awake, that means he's just dozing off a little bit. Dekorile, if you call his name v'oni, he'll answer. V'loyoda adura svarab, if you ask him to give you some logical reasoning in something, he won't be alert enough to give you that. V'chimatkirle, but if you remind him and say, have you heard of such a concept, matkir, he'll remember. Which means that he's partially conscious, that's called he's dozing off, and if he's just doing that, then he's allowed to continue eating when he comes round. But if you went to sleep proper, then you're not allowed to eat after that. Continues the Gemara, Omarev Kahana. Omarav. Yochid shekibel elov tainis. An individual who just accepted upon himself to make a tainis, and he didn't say whether he was accepting upon himself to be like a tainis yochid, like a tainis, like a fast day of an individual, or whether he was accepting, as an individual, he was accepting upon himself a fast day which was had the stringencies of a public tainis, which has halachas, for example, you're not allowed to wear shoes. So the halacha is also binilas a sandal. He's not allowed to wear shoes. We'll soon see what that means, but he's not allowed to wear his regular shoes. Chayshinon, because we are afraid, shemo tainis tzibur kibul alov. Maybe when he accepted upon himself to fast, then his intention was to accept upon himself a public fast, which means that he's not allowed to wear shoes. Heicha le'evid. So how can he express himself that he wants to make a fast, that he shouldn't have these doubts? Omar Rabba Bar of Shila, Leimahoch, he should say explicitly, Lemochor, tomorrow, Ehei Lefonecho, I'm going to be before you, Betainis Yochid. He should explicitly say that the nature of the fast I'm committing myself to is one of a private individual without the stringencies of a Tainis Tzibur. Continues the Gemara, Omar Le Rabbonon Lerav Sheshes. Some of the Chachomim in the Beis HaMedrash said to Rav Sheshes, Hoko Chazinon, we noticed that there were Rabbonon de Mesayim Mesanayu Va'osi LeBeit HaAnisa. We saw that some of the Chachomim, they came to Shul and they were wearing their shoes. And to Beit HaAnisa really means the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, but it's called the Beis Tainis, is because of the tefillahs and what was going on there, consequent to the fast day. So they came to the shul with their shoes on. And they obviously held like Shmuel, that Shmuel says, the Ein Tainis Tzibur Bebovel, Elo, besides for Tisha B'Av. He held there's no such concept of a Tainis Tzibur where it's also to wear shoes. So Ikbid, so Rav Sheshes, he got angry, he got frustrated against those chachomim, and he said, "V'omar lo," he says, "Dilma meichel nami ochil." What? Maybe on this fast day they're going to eat as well, as if he was like doing away with the fact. He says, "I don't understand. If they are supposed to be fasting, then why are they wearing their shoes regularly?" And the Mefarshim explained that he wasn't ridiculing them, suspecting them of actually eating on the fast day, but maybe he meant that maybe they ate the night before as well. But either way, that's Gvuras Hari discusses that. But this is what Rav Sheshes said. Because Rav Sheshes, he didn't hold what Shmuel said. And Rav Sheshes held that when the public are fasting, you're not allowed to wear shoes. We're talking here about a public fast. So Shmuel said even a public fast, there's no such thing as a public fast besides Tisha B'Av. Or there's no fast with those stringencies. Rav Sheshes held otherwise. He held when it's a public fast, you're not allowed to wear shoes. And then these Chachomim came in with wearing their shoes, and Rav Sheshes was makbid. Abaye v'Rova, when Abaye v'Rova Maili, when they used to come to shul on these public fast days, ki masayim me'apanto, they were wearing types of footwear which was apanto. It didn't have the leather or the top part of the shoe was missing on it. They were not wearing their regular shoes. Mareimo marzutra michlefa, they used to change their shoes to yamina lesmolo, the smolo liyamina. They would wear the right shoe on the left foot and the left shoe on the right foot, but they would not wear their shoes in a normal way. It was a public fast day. Rabbonon, the Bei Rav Ashi, the students of Rav Ashi, Nafki Ki Urchayu, they went out regularly, they were wearing their regular shoes. And Sovri, they held Ki Hodama Shmuel, they held like Shmuel said that we mentioned before, Ein Tainis Tzibur Bebovel Elo Tisha B'Av Bilvad, even when the public are fasting, the stringencies of a public fast is only applies to Tisha B'Av, not to the other fasts. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yudam Arav. Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Lova Odom Tanisoi. Even though a person's committed himself to fast someday, he's allowed to borrow the fast and then repay it. That means he's allowed to fast a different day. Upereya, he'll repay that fast on a different day. Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel. When they said this to Shmuel, Omar li means when I, Rav Yehuda Marav says, when I told Shmuel this that Rav had said, Omar li said as follows, v'chi neder kibel olei. I don't understand this person. He like made a vow, a proper valid vow, that he has to pay back, d'lo yisagi d'lo yimushalim, that he has to pay it back if he doesn't do it at that day that he was originally going to. L'tzu'uri nafshei kablilei, he just accepted upon himself a day of affliction. Imotzi, if he's able to do it, metzayin nafshei, then he'll afflict himself. Ilo imotzi, if he cannot, lo metzayin nafshei, then he won't. But what makes you think it's something like a vow that if you don't keep it on that day, you're going to have to pay it back later? Ikad omra, a different version of this. Omra Rav Yehuda omar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, lo v'odom tanisayu poireya. A person can borrow, so to speak. If he doesn't fast on that day, on the day he was going to, he can pay it back a different day. Kiamrisu kamei de Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says, when I told Shmuel what Rav said, Omar li Shmuel said, pshita, it's poshut, it goes without saying what Rav said, that you have to pay it back. Because lo yehei elo neder. Because since he committed himself to fast, it's like a vow. Neder mi loy motzi boya lishlumo meizal lemachor uliyei ma'achrina. This is a regular vow. If he can't keep it when he originally was going to, does he not have to pay it back later or another day? So here also, if he committed himself to fast, of course he's going to have to pay it back if he doesn't fast on that day. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yeshua Bereder of Idi Ikla Lebeir of Asi. Rav Yeshua was visiting in the home, he chanced upon the home of Rav Asi. And Ovdule Igla Tilsa, they prepared for him an Igla Tilsa. And there's a discussion in other places in Rishonim, what does Igla Tilsa mean? But it means a very high quality calf. Does it mean a calf which is the third born of its mother, which is a higher quality? Or does the word Tilsa just mean, is it just a term used for a high quality good calf? Either way, they prepared him such a calf. Omrule, they said to him, Lit Imar Midyao, master, taste something. Omrule. So he said, Betanisa Yasivna, I'm fasting, I cannot eat. Omrule, they said to him, Veloizif Mar, Veliporo, so borrow the fast, eat today, and you'll pay back your fast on a different day. Loisovar Mar Lohod Omrvudomar Rav, do you not hold what Rav said, that Lova Odom Tanisa Yupereya, that you can choose to borrow today and pay back the fast a different day? Omar Lui said to him, Yeshua Bereder Vidi said to Rav Asi, to the people in Rav Asi, Tainis Chaloimu, the type of fast I've got is not a typical fast day, just to afflict myself. I actually had last night a bad dream, and I feel I have to fast. I can't relax if I don't fast. V'omar Rabbi Bar Machasya, Omar Rav Choma Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, Yofet Tainis Lechaloim, to fast after having such a dream is good, is beneficial, Ke'esh L'Na'oiras, like fire to flax. Which means this is really the right thing to do now, to stay and fast today, because last night I had that dream. Omer of Chizdo, boy bayoyim, and it should be that day. V'omer of Yosef says, afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos, he's allowed to fast because of the pain that he's got, the anguish he's got from the fast. He's allowed to calm that, from not the anguish he's got from the dream, he's allowed to dispel that by fasting, even on Shabbos. Maita kante, what should he do? How can he remedy that? You're not allowed to fast on You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Leisev Tanisa Letanisa. After that, you should fast another day, so to speak, to atone for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.